morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to Nino's Corner. Man, is shit heating up, I got to tell you. I took a little break. I went to Austin, visited some friends and family. Let me know if y'all can hear me pretty good. I took a little break, a much-needed break, I must add. And I got, give me a thumbs up if y'all can hear me. Y'all can hear what I'm putting out. And one thing, I purge videos on YouTube. So they're always up on Rumble, which is Nino's Corner on Rumble. But I purge videos on YouTube because every couple months, it's not worth the headaches and the wondering, shit, are they going to get me for this video or that video? So I just go through and I purge a lot of videos, but they're up on Rumble, which is Nino's Corner on Rumble. I got almost 70,000 people on, about 68 to 70,000 people on Rumble. Still not enough. You guys bitch and complain all the time about me not ever putting anything up there, but there's no audience. But anyway, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977, when the lights go out on Amazon. Good book. I'm getting a lot of good reviews. I got over 500-something reviews now. I really appreciate the good reviews, even if you leave a bad one. It won't hurt my feelings. It's a story of my life. There's nothing I can do about it. I have no regrets. Well, I do have a. That's not true. That's not true. I got a lot of regrets. Actually, I got it. But you know, it's not so much. I have some regrets on what I did not do in life, but more of what I did do and I regret it. So I'd rather have a regret on what I did do and I regret it than what I didn't do. Although there's some things that I did not do that I regret. The Mexican Mix on Amazon, my mama's book. Leave her an honest review. It's a great birthday present or gift. Christmas is coming, and Santa Claus is also coming down your chimney. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney. Say hello to your wife and my kids. I haven't done Sancho in a while. I'm thinking I should do some Sancho pretty soon. Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe. All right, folks. Let's do some noble gold. You better start getting your gold. All I can say, I had a long discussion with Juan O'Savin about gold and silver and what's going to happen with this market, the economy. Get your gold and silver. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, you're going to need gold and silver. You need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. This is true. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. Noble Gold Investments, baby. It's in the link below. Hit the link below. Get started with some gold. That's the only safe bet right now. I got a lot of people that come on and talk about crypto and this and crypto and that, and I don't trust any of it, okay? I don't. I go with gold and silver. Colin Plume, I'll have him on. He's a personal friend. He's a personal friend of mine, and he sent me some silver the other day, and I have that locked up. So that was nice of him to give me some silver. Okay, let's go. All right, so Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. You guys obviously don't like my Instagram very much. I tell you guys to go there. None of you go there, okay? Doesn't make me feel too special, you know? Twitter, Nino Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. That's kind of moving. Patriotwear.com. Bing right there. Get yourself some gear, some hats, some shirts. I got some. I designed some of the logos on there, on the shirts. I designed some of the designs. Is that what I'm trying to say? I am a designer. I'm a fashion designer. Yes, I'm a fashion designer. Nino's Corner.tv. Nino's Corner.tv. Juan O'Savin is up right. Well, no, I'm going to be putting him up tonight. That was a long one. We did like an hour and a half. And that was long. I was trying to get what I could out of him. I think I got a lot. A lot of you, see, you guys need to make up your mind. Oh, he talks too much. 107, I can't stand to listen to the guy. He goes on these long tangents of Bible stories. It's either that or you interject too much. You just interject way too much. I can't let him finish the thought. Ugh! I can't win for losing, okay? I can't win for losing. Make up your mind. And a lot of you get pissed off with the YouTube videos with Juan. I only put up what I can put up on FluffTube. I only put up what I can put up on FluffTube. The rest is on ninoscorner.tv. That's where I feel safe. And that's where I treat my VIP audience with gold, like gold. Because why? Hello? They're buying a subscription. I'm going to treat them the best. I did this when the purge happened. I was smart enough to do it. Everyone else was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? I'm going to pee on myself. And they went to Rumble. I created my own platform where I'm always going to be safe. Now I have to pay for usage fees and I get DDoxed all the time. DDoxed. But it's tough, man. And let me tell you, folks. The tech team that I have there goes to work hard, man. They're really trying to keep that channel alive for you guys because we are getting attacked daily. Daily I get attacked. So it's tough. I'm over the target on that channel. They don't like it one bit. They do not like NinosCorner.tv one bit. So I know I'm doing something right. On NinosCorner.tv, I got Kerry Cassidy coming on today. But I'll put that up sometime tomorrow. Like I said, 107, 2023 and 24, the storm and what the world will look like after. That's going up tonight. Ismael Perez is coming on again, talking about aliens and shit. Galactic Federation, he'll be on. Kind of contradicts what, I mean, you know, hey, I have an open mind. I have an open mind. So he is going to have a platform. That might go on YouTube. I got Bo Pony coming on. Bo Pony's making a reappearance. Talking about Christmas in November. I don't know, Bo. Bo, you might be wrong on this one, buddy. I'm just saying. I know it's going to get... I think it's going to be a November to remember. Do you like that? A November to remember, baby. Yeah. I think it's going to be November to remember, but I don't know. David Snedeker's coming back on, talking about that letter in the alphabet. He'll be a guest on NinosCorner.tv. Danian Brinkley, one of your favorites, is coming back on. I got Dylan going to be mapping out the occult. Rebecca Newell, thank you. So I got a lot coming on, folks, a lot. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, oh, yeah, you might want to turn it up or turn it down. Yeah. Huh. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Oh, yeah. Was I wrong about October? I don't think so. I think I was right. And I'm going to be right again. Nobody's talking about the shit I'm talking about. That's for damn sure. They're too scared. I don't want to be looked down upon. Your topics are too fringe, David. There's a lot of people that won't even do an interview with me because I corner them and I pigeonhole them. And then they're like, oh, shit. Listen, any liberals you want on my channel, come on out. Price is Right. Come on down. Come on down. Any of you. Any liberal, any conservatives that just don't feel comfortable about talking about certain things, I know you want to avoid my channel at all costs because you're scared. But I'm betting, I'm doubling down, tripling down, that this shit's going to be mainstream. You're not going to be able to avoid it. What I'm talking about on my channel is going to be mainstream, and people are not going to know where to go. Come to Nino. Come to Nino, baby. Yeah. It's going to be mainstream in the next few months. I'm telling you that right now. I can't pay my bills. What do I do? There's chaos outside. People are rioting. I can't even go outside and get groceries. Mom, Dad, what do I do? Book me a flight home. A November to remember, DOD national advisory and the coming civil unrest. What do you think? The immigrants are going to come here and do nothing? Oh, boy. A lot of people are predicting bank failures. A lot of people are predicting bank failures. There's reports of some banks now defaulting. I mean, folks, it's going to get crazy. You got to get your gold and silver. I don't know. I think any amount that you Colin's a pretty fair guy from what I can see, and I think he has a good company. So call and talk to one of the representatives, and I'm sure they will set you straight. So as we watch the awakening pick up speed, which we are, we're watching that right now. The awakening is picking up speed. It's a race to the finish line, folks. They got to hurry this up. They weren't expecting the awakening to take off like it has. People are like, dude, what's going on here? This is fucked up. Like, what's happening in Gaza is fucked up. People are looking at this going like, nobody's okay with this. Nobody is okay with this. And now we're looking at everything wrong that happened. And I have to be very vague on my channel. But, you know, like, oh, wow. They didn't do shit for 7 or 9 hours, right? And what were they doing? Flying over in paragliders? Okay. All righty. As Israel's own military begin to grow a conscience and flee or defect from the military. So Benjamin Fulford told me this, and I've had a lot of other people, two other people confirm this, that some of them are growing a conscience and it's catching on and they're leaving. Like, I don't want to be a part of this. I didn't sign up for this shit. Killing women and children, not my thing. Not really my thing. But they need to speed up to get to World War III. Why? Why, you ask? Because the vice groups behind the scenes are closing in on them. They know they're going to jail, okay, and worse. So they're hurrying this up. They're like, man, let's hurry this up. Many people are speaking out against this obvious genocide now, even Israel's own people. And I'm not going to say the letter J, you know, because that sets things off on YouTube. So I'm going to say Israel's people. Can they succeed in creating and maintaining the narrative for World War III? That's what's important here. That's where they want this to go. Can they succeed and keep it going? I don't think so. I think a lot of people are going to get sick and tired of this shit. And I bet you before this is all over, now this is just an opinion, Netanyahu's going to be running for his life. I think his own people are going to, just a prediction. This is not verified. It's just me. It's me coming up with my own hypothesis. I think Netanyahu is going to be running scared from his own people very soon. How soon? I don't know. And I also think Zelensky's in deep shit. They're realizing the deep state doesn't care about them. Can they speed towards nuclear destruction or a scare event while implementing the draft and civil unrest in America? I'm telling you, that's what they got in store. They're going to try, but I have a feeling this awakening is just going to pick up speed and surpass it. This is a race. This is the true race, folks. This is the true race. This is the true race of 2024. This is it. It's not the election. Come on. We all know. It's not that. The race is the awakening. That's the true race of 24. So the true race of 2024 is the awakening. That's what it is. And I'm here to help you with that. Wake you the fuck up. Pay attention to what's happening here, though. Pay very close attention to what's happening here. They're trying to light all kinds of fires to distract you from what's going on here. The deep state hopes is to keep smothering Trump with charges, as old Ronnie the clown with his clown shoes, lingers around like a stale fart in hopes of getting the nomination. Now, let me tell you, you may think that's impossible. Trump's beating him by double digits. No, it's not. But I'm going to tell you this. It still doesn't matter. This is going in a certain direction that it doesn't matter even if Ronnie Boy gets the nomination. That's all. It doesn't matter. Their sights are set on something totally different. So even if Ronnie Boy gets the fucking nomination, who do you think Ron DeSantis will pick as VP? I'm betting Pence. Pence. Judas Pence. He just started a rock group. Judas Pence. 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 Judas, Pence. All right. And by the way, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. I was really thinking about this. With all this division and hatred in the air against who Israel's people, is it kind of coming together for you now? Like maybe Kanye had a role in this. He was kind of ahead of the ball, wasn't he? Makes you wonder what was Kanye's role in all this? I don't know. Maybe to spur division. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Was Kanye activated? Was he kind of activated for something like this to rile up the people to dislike those people with the J? Was that what this was about? I don't know. I'm looking back on it now and I'm going, huh? Interesting timing, Kanye. Very interesting timing. By the way, I've asked Nick Fuentes to come on my show, but he wants to come on my YouTube channel. I said, no, let's, you know, because they don't care if I get bombed, right? They don't give a shit. They don't fucking care. But Nicky boy, the offer stands. Come on my channel, ninoscorner.tv. Let's do it there. I want to hear your views on this and prove to me. You're not here to taint a movement, because I kind of feel like that's what you're doing. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm very open to listening to you. Shit, I have Dustin Nemos on my show. If I could have Dustin Nemos on my show, I could have anybody. Department of Defense issues nationwide advisory for today. For today, centered around threats from pro-Palestinian Day of Action. Lots of threats. I think there's going to be a time, and I don't know if it's going to be during the holidays, and it's going to be real. It's just think about this: if you're traveling during the holidays, I don't know, because if something happens during the holidays and you can't get home. Just a thought. I'm just putting that out there. Like, what if you travel and you can't get home? That would really suck. Then you have to try to rent a car, and they'll have lines from up the wazoo trying to rent a car. I mean, I'm just saying, traveling during the holidays, maybe you sit this one out. I don't know. I'm supposed to travel this holiday season. But I'm having second thoughts. Justin, hundreds of thousands of Israeli protesters in Tel Aviv call for the resignation of Netanyahu. 76% of Israelis do not trust Netanyahu. Okay. Can you blame them? I'm just saying. I don't know. I think his time's coming. I really do. Guys, I drove 9 hours. No, 10 hours. 10 hours if you can include the rest stops. I have to pee a lot when I drive now. Is that because I'm getting older? Anyway, I drove 10 hours, and that was long, so I'm a little tired, but my back was like on fire. It was on fire, and I got to tell you, I think that C60 stuff, now I have not been in the laboratory to see the results of the studies, but I will say that every time I take that shit, something happens to my back. It feels better. So I don't know. I was able to do a show today with it. I put the C60 link up on Telegram. And I don't know. I think it works. I think it works. So we're watching a genocide unfold in real time. In just 3 weeks, the Israeli military has killed over 8,000 Palestinians in Gaza, among them over 3,000 children. That's more than the annual number of children killed in conflicts across the globe since 2019. As the Israeli military plunged Gaza into darkness on Friday, outing off all the internet access and cell phone service in the besieged enclave, thousands of Israelis and allies held a historic sit-in that shut down New York City's iconic Grand Central Station to say, cease fire now. Even Israelis are not tolerating this. Let Gaza live. Banners covered the train schedules, reading never again for anyone. And Palestinians should be free. Palestinians should be free. You got Israeli, and I'm not going to say the J word, but you have Israeli people saying this? Thousands chanted, 500 participated in civil disobedience, and over 350 were arrested, including rabbis. I'd like to see that. I would just like to get a picture of that. I don't know. Is it out on the internet? Probably. Including rabbis, elected officials, elders, and celebrities. Of course, the celebrities have to chime in. Of course. They always got to show up to get exposure, to get their faces on the magazines, to show they care. That's all that's about, by the way. After police shut down all train lines and entrances, thousands more rallied outside beneath slogans projected onto buildings. Mourn the dead and fight for the living and cease fire now. I can get with that. Netanyahu, Israel will take control of Gaza Strip. So Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will have an indefinite presence in the Gaza Strip going forward, despite the Biden administration's pleas not to occupy the region. Oh, yeah, I'm so sure. Do you see how they play both sides there? Oh, despite Biden's pleas. Sure. Israel continues to launch airstrikes and increase its ground assault in Gaza in an effort to root out Hamas. Netanyahu said that Israel will take control of Gaza security indefinitely and that a general ceasefire with Hamas is off the table unless all hostages are released. Israel-Gaza war, assassination attempt on Palestine President Mahmoud Abbas kills one. So one of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas bodyguards was shot dead in an assassination attempt on the leader after he was given a 24-hour ultimatum by the sons of Abu Jandal to declare a global war against Israel. Horrifying video footage captures what appears to be an attempted assassination on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The president's convoy came under a hail of gunfire after he disregarded a menacing ultimatum from renegade Palestinian security forces urging him to declare war on Israel. Everybody wants war. Everybody wants it right now, don't they? The president's convoy came under gunfire, disregarded menace ultimatum. Abbas holds the position of chairman of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which governs the West Bank territory. Notably, the Palestine Authority president does not endorse the terrorist group Hamas, which controls the besieged Gaza Strip. I don't think anybody controls it anymore. That shit's blown to dirt. It's just rubble. And what do they keep finding under the rubble? Babies. Local media reported that one of Abbas's bodyguards was shot and the attack was claimed by the organization known as Sons of Abu Jandal. This group alleged to have operated within the Palestinian security establishment in the West Bank. They had previously given President Abbas a 24-hour ultimatum and initiate hostilities against Israel following Israel's military actions in Gaza, a separate Palestinian territory. Israel traps Hamas leader dubbed Gaza's bin Laden in a bunker and vows he's a dead man walking after seizing stronghold. Israeli sources over say over 3,000 Hamas terrorists have been killed so far at Gaza. I don't know. I just feel like we're going to see. I don't know. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with me. Do you think, like, this is just me thinking out loud, but I can imagine the same kind of fate Saddam Hussein had. I can see happening to when this is all said and done. I think Netanyahu's going to be running for his life. That's just me. Israel is claiming to have Hamas leaders surrounded in a bunker after taking control of one of the terror group's military strongholds today. IDF forces have dubbed... Shit. How do you say this word? How do you say this? Yoav Gallant said Hamas leader in Gaza was hiding in his bunker without contact with his associates. He did not disclose the terror leader's exact location. IDF forces are rapidly closing in on Gaza as fighter jets today struck a terror cell in the enclave's north before sending its soldiers on foot. It claimed a number of anti-tank missiles, launchers, other weapons, and various intelligence materials were uncovered inside. At least 10 Hamas militants were also killed in the blast. The IDF also said an aircraft also struck Hamas militants who had been barricaded themselves in a building near the Al-Quds hospital. Footage shows gun-wielding Israeli troops moving into terror nests and searching buildings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Sinwar 61 as acting like a little Hitler in a bunker, as he was suspected of hiding in a Hamas control central beneath the Gaza Strip hospital. So if you guys hear anything in the background, just understand that there's workers that just showed up to my house and they rang the doorbell. So if you see me looking over that way every now and then, it's because I'm just making sure they're doing their job appropriately. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Richard Haidt compared him to Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden for his role in the Hamas atrocities as Israel stood down the whole time. You know, same old song and dance. Over the past day, IDF troops secured a military stronghold belonging to the Hamas terrorist organization in the northern Gaza Strip. In coordination with soldiers on the ground, an IDF fighter jet struck a cell of approximately 10 terrorists. The troops directed an IDF aircraft that struck the terrorist cell. An Israeli minister told Sky News that over 3,000 Hamas fighters have been killed in Gaza. I don't know. I think there's more children. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky postponed his visit to Israel indefinitely. The Times of Israel newspaper reported the signing of is from a diplomatic source. So I'm also hearing Zelensky is wanting to meet with Trump. That shows you. If that's true, I don't know if it's true, but if that's true, he's desperate. That means, oh, shit, they don't need me anymore. I'm now the side chick. Zelensky is now the deep state side chick. How you like them apples, huh? The Zelensky side chick. That's what he is now. They don't need him anymore. Oh, we're on to another war. Bye. See you later. Uh-oh. Walls closing in on you, buddy. Better get those high heels out. You're going to be someone's bitch. U.S. in rare move advertises location of nuclear-capable submarine near Israel. By the way, folks, I was awakened last night due to an earthquake. An earthquake hit El Paso. It was pretty crazy. I just woke up. My bed was shaking. I thought there was a poltergeist happening in my room. I started looking around. I started freaking out. I thought maybe I was going through an exorcism. But no, it was just an earthquake. Damn. Just kidding. No, but it was an earthquake. It was a 5.3, 5.8. I don't know what it was. But I'm starting to think, no. I don't think it was a natural earthquake. I think something's going on. I think maybe they're testing because just up the street is the White Sands, right? So that's where they tested the nuclear bomb. So I'm betting maybe there. I don't know, but I don't know where it originated. I know it was West Texas, but yeah, it was a strong earthquake. It was strong. It shook the bed. I was like, holy shit. I was in a deep sleep, too. For, to knock me out of a deep sleep, man, I woke up. I didn't know what the fuck. I didn't know what was going on. I was looking around the room like, holy shit, I'm in an earthquake. I'm in the big one. I'm in the big one. So the U.S. military buildup of Israel's coast and especially Central Command's CENTCOM willingness to advertise it openly is cause of serious alarm in terms of the prospect for yet more Washington intervention and yet another major Middle East war. So in a very rare statement, CENTCOM on Sunday evening announced that Ohio-class submarine has arrived in the region. The U.S. submarine, which is both nuclear-powered and capable of carrying out nuclear warheads, has arrived in the area of responsibility, which includes the Eastern Mediterranean, Red Sea, Persian Gulf, and Gulf of Oman. It is unknown and undisclosed precisely what types of advanced weapons it is carrying. I'm sure a lot. You know what? Now that I think about it, I bet you that they were testing nukes just up the street. I bet you. I mean, shit. We're in World War III, right? I mean, I don't know. And the most sophisticated that exists in the U.S. Navy arsenal, it is the most sophisticated that exists in the U.S. Navy arsenal. Key to the secret nature of this such advanced subs movements is the ability to traverse the seas undetected without any rival or enemy powers having any idea where it is, if it's located. It cannot be located. Thus, the Pentagon almost never puts out statements confirming where a nuclear sub is at any given time. That is weird. So it's supposed to go undetected, but they're putting it out there like, oh, we're right over here. We're right over here. That's strange. That's strange. Why would you want the world to know where your nuclear submarine is? And yet CENTCOM didn't just issue a statement. It went so far as to publish a photograph which openly advertises its more precise whereabouts. What? Israel media said this is clearly to send a strong message to Iran and its proxies. So they're letting them know, like, we're going to blow you the fuck up. We're going to blow you to smithereens. And last night, the Israeli Air Force carried out airstrikes on the cities of Atchle, Achshabach, Nukhulach, in southern Lebanon. I said it Jewish. So, send in the hounds. Israeli to deploy ferocious attack dogs to maul Hamas tunnel terrorists as training video shows hounds on rampage. So, Israel has trained a unit of attack dogs to send into Hamas vast tunnel network and take down terrorists. Dramatic footage of training exercises shows a hound running through a mock-up underground passage before mauling a fake fighter. The clip shared by IDF spokesman Ofir Golchanuk shows a dog sink his teeth into a masked militant who screamed loudly. I've been attacked by a dog, by the way. I got bit on the ass. I was at my friend's house, and I remember this dog kept staring at me in the eyes, and I was a young kid at that time. I just stared at him back, and then all of a sudden I got this weird feeling like, you know, maybe you should hop the fence right now because this dog looks like it's going to come bite you. So I turned, and you never turn your back on a dog when it's ready to bite you. And I started running towards the fence. And as I jumped the fence, it bit me right in the ass. I needed stitches. Yep. It got me. I still have those scars today. As a reminder, not to run from dogs. And then when I started, you know, I used to have to wake up real early to go running. And there was a few other times like junkyard dogs or like dogs, stray dogs would come out and try to bite me. And I would just stop like, you're not going to get me on my ass again. So I stop. And when you stop, they stop. And they look at you like, oh, he's not running. And then I walk backwards a little bit and then start running again. So if this is true, let me see if any of you can confirm this. Zelensky pushes U.S. for more aid. I'm sure that's true. Invites Trump to Ukraine. Is that true? I didn't get any validation on this. Russia, subsea telecoms, cables damaged in Baltic Sea. CIA director Burns arrives in Israel Sunday for talks. These are just some highlights. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Ankara, Turkey. CIA director has met with the chief of Mossad and will tomorrow meet with Netanyahu. The U.S. military announces the Ohio-class nuclear-powered submarine has arrived in the Middle East. We know that. Iraqi militia says political solutions are useless and that the only option left is military operations against U.S. embassy and bases, claiming Baghdad U.S. embassy is a source of terrorism in the region and it must be closed. Breaking news, Moody's, I don't know what Moody's is. Moody's has estimated that big banks are sitting on $650 billion of unrealized losses. $650 billion, you are reading that right. So are we going to see a bank catastrophe? I think it's coming. Get your gold and silver. You can never be too prepared. Iraqi calls to close the U.S. embassy. I just said that. And expel all Americans. But what I didn't say is that they want to expel all Americans from military bases. Ashab al-Khalifi, in a statement, all political solutions are useless. We are only left with military operations against U.S. embassy and bases. The U.S. embassy is the source of terrorism in the region. It must be closed. Let's get to some Trump news. Trump bashes judge in J6 case after she reinstates a limited gag order against him. Look, this guy is mad. Thank you very much for the super chat. By the way, anybody giving on the super chat or to my Venmo, you are very much appreciated. And it's not as many as you think. Believe me. It's like a couple of broadcasts, maybe three at the most. So thank you. Anybody who gives, I appreciate that. That finds value in what I do. Former President Donald Trump lost out Monday at the judge overseeing his federal election interference case after she reinstated a limited gag order prohibiting him from attacking some of those involved in the case. Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm going to be putting more videos on the drop. I've just been so consumed with World War III that I haven't had a chance to break away and do the drop, but I'm going to continue on the drop. So go to the drop with Nino on YouTube. Maybe I'll put it up on the comments, on a pinned comment. District Judge Tanya Chutkan on Sunday night reinstated the limited gag order she imposed on Trump after temporarily halting it earlier this month. Now let's get to some Ron DeSantis news, if you want to call it news, because I guarantee you he's just sticking around because he's been told in the back rooms, just stick around. We're going to get him. He cannot possibly be the nominee. Ronnie, you'll be the nominee, but you're going to have to accept Pence. Bring in Pence. So I'm going to bet at some point he's sticking around like a lingering fart because he knows, or he thinks he's going to get the nomination. Because the charges, they're going to find a way to say Trump can't run. Sorry. Yeah, he's a criminal because he questioned the bank robbery. So Kim Reynolds says Trump can't win in 2024 as she endorses Ron DeSantis. Now pay attention to this, Kim Reynolds. Kim Reynolds. Traitor! All right. Des Moines, Iowa. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds touted Ron DeSantis's accomplishments. Isn't it amazing how disconnected these people are from the public? They don't fucking care about you. They don't care. She's going to do what she is told because she wants to keep her position, and she's been promised she'll get a lot more money. All right. So Kim Reynolds touted Ron DeSantis's accomplishment as governor of Florida as she endorses him for president Monday. Thank you, Laura Lee. Thank you. I believe her speaking about Trump, I believe he can't win, Reynolds said of Trump. I believe that Ron can, even though Trump is destroying him in the double digits. Thanks, Dave Barlow. I appreciate you guys. And that's a big reason I got behind him, Reynolds said in a joint interview with DeSantis. Reynolds, who's in her second term, had said she would stay neutral in the Republican primary race, though she appeared with DeSantis at least 8 times since he announced his candidacy in late May. But she is breaking with local tradition to throw her support behind DeSantis as he tries to consolidate non-Trump Republicans and close a polling gap with the former president of Iowa and other states. This guy has no chance, but he's sticking around in hopes that the charges are just too much and that they won't allow him to be nominee. That's what they'll be. But I've been told it doesn't matter. This is going a different direction. Breaking. Subpoena bank records suggest Joe Biden's younger brother, James, made false statements to federal agents last year when he claimed he wasn't aware of the Chinese shell company that made 6 payments to his LLC account in 2018. Thank you, Thomas William. Gotta tell you, folks. Gotta tell you. And here's some interesting news that I'm going to be bringing forward. Anybody give it on the Super Chat? Thank you. Sherry, thank you. Wow, this is like the most in a day I've gotten in a while. Thank you. When you know, you know. And don't put it in the chat. Please, please don't put it in the chat. But I'm going to bring this up. Nicotine. We all know what nicotine does, right? Right? Not exactly. Many of you have been coming to my channel for a long time, understand what I call the boogeyman, which was what happened in 2020. The boogeyman was what happened in 2020. Now, what did they find? What did studies find out about the boogeyman? Nicotine. Nicotine, somehow, smokers were not getting the boogeyman. So do not put it on here. So when you know, you know. Okay? So what are they going to do about nicotine? Thank you for the super chat. Smoking will be banned in a plan to stop the next generation of buying cigarettes, Charles confirms in King's speech. So King Charles wants to ban cigarettes because he cares about your health all of a sudden. He doesn't want the youth smoking. Nah. I beg to differ. In fact, you know what nicotine does, sir. You know what it does to the boogeyman. So the United Kingdom intends to ban smoking altogether, King Charles said at the state opening in British Parliament on Tuesday. During what's known as the King's Speech, the ceremonial beginning of the legislative year, the monarch confirmed that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will mount a historic crackdown on cigarettes. Yeah, they want to take away your cigarettes. Why? It does something to the boogeyman. They don't care about your health. They don't give a shit. They know now, ooh, where did we mess up? Really, nicotine? Nicotine halts it? Interesting. So now they're going to ban cigarettes. They don't give a fuck about your health, okay? They know that's a little obstacle for the next one. And don't put it in here. Thank you, guys. You guys really like Nino's Corner. All right, I appreciate it. I can't wait for the new ones. Thank you. You got it. Ayo. I appreciate that. I do my best, you know. Hey. You know what's really sad is when I see boxers that I just saw one the other day on Instagram. He's older. He's fought Foreman. He's fought a lot of big guys. Was kind of a good-looking guy when he was younger. And now he runs a gym. And it's just like he's still locked in that mental prison. I know a lot of guys that just can't snap out of it, man. Can't snap out of the mental prison of boxing. They're just trapped there forever. It sucks. I'm glad. Thank you for you all for tuning in to my crazy shit. and giving me a reason to move on and live a better life. Because I'll tell you, if I didn't have you guys, I don't know what I'd be doing. Maybe scavenging through dumpsters. I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing. My life could have taken a completely different turn. So I do appreciate all of you. Joe Rogan holds all the cards as his Spotify podcasting deal is set to expire. Podcast King. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean the Podcast King? I'm coming for you, Joe. I'm coming for you, Joe. Feels good to say that. I feel like I'm still boxing. But anyway, Podcast King Joe Rogan may ditch Spotify for another platform, possibly even joining Elon Musk's X after his contract expires next year. The widely popular host of Joe Rogan Experience, which draws an estimated 11 million listeners per episode, signed an exclusive licensing deal with Spotify that paid him a reported $200 million in 2020. But with Spotify cutting its ballooning cost as Rogan's contract comes to an end, industry experts said the podcaster is in the driver's seat. It's a situation where where you are damned if you do and damned if you don't. So if you do keep him, Spotify will be locked into paying Rogan as much or more than before at a time when they need to contain costs. If you don't keep him, then it's really tough because your biggest property and source of sales within the ad business walks. The post has sought comment from Rogan and Spotify. So, wow. Could you imagine being that big where you get $200 million just to talk? Jeff Zucker, CNN's a fantastic asset that we would look at in an event of sale. So is Jeff Zucker. What a last name. Jeff Zucker. Jeff Zucker, the former president of CNN, who is now CEO of Redbird IMI, a joint venture investment vehicle, said he would consider a purchase of the network if it were to come up for sale. We're certainly not looking at it if it's not for sale. What we've always said is any asset of that stature, CNN is a fantastic asset, Zucker said at an event on Tuesday. Anything that came up to market, we would obviously look at. So now I'm guessing Zucker is going to take a crack at CNN. Yep. A can of rolling tobacco will be worth more than gold. Yeah, when the shit hits a fan. You know, you have a point. Get some nicotine, folks. I don't know. Let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? In what the fuck news. Birth control pills might alter women's brains. Yeah, I said that right. Birth control pills might alter women's brains and make them risk takers, study reveal. You don't say. Unprotected sex, I would say, is a risk, okay? What fucking genius conducted this study? That's what I want to know. Forget alcohol. Birth control pills could lower your inhibitions. New research out of Canada suggests daily contraceptives could thin regions of the brain responsible for decision-making and impulse control. A study published Tuesday in the journal Frontiers in Endocrinology analyzes the effects of oral contraceptives, which are taken by nearly two-thirds of American women, 15 to 49-year-olds, according to the 2018 data, on the brain. Specifically, the research from Montreal investigated the role of naturally and synthetically produced hormones on the way fear is processed. When prescribed combined oral contraceptives, girls and women are informed of various physical side effects. For example, that the hormones they will be taking will abolish their menstrual cycle and prevent ovulation. Study author Alexandra Brulford, a researcher of University of Quebec in Montreal, said in a statement. Yet the researchers claim the pill's effects on the brain developed have not been thoroughly investigated. They enlisted 139 women ages 23 to 35 who were using oral contraceptives at the time, who stopped taking the pill or who have never used hormonal birth control, as well as 41 men. Compared to the men, the women on birth control had a thinner ventromedial peripheral cortex, which is responsible for emotion regulation, such as decreasing fear signals in safe situations. The thinning could mean an impairment of emotional regulation, she noted. However, it appears the thinning could be reversed once consumption of the pill stops. The former birth control users did not demonstrate the same results. Further research is needed to confirm the findings and answer unknowns, the study author said. The objective of our work is not to counter the use of combined oral contraceptives, but it is important to be aware that the pill can have an effect on the brain. Our aim is to increase scientific interest in women's health and raise awareness, but early prescription of COCs and brain development, a highly unknown topic. I don't think women are meant to be risk takers. I really don't. I believe they're meant to be nesters. And that's just my opinion. That's how I see it. I don't think you're meant to be taking risks like men do. And I think that's why society is so fucked up right now. There's a blur in the roles. Men are getting more feminine than ever. Their estrogen is spiking and women's testosterone is going through the roof. Tell me what's wrong with this picture. Some have even claimed their partner preferences and attraction changed once they stopped taking the pill. Podcaster Alicia Covey, 37, previously said her taste in men differed greatly between taking the pill and going off it. We're told there's a chance of nausea, weight gain, and mood changes, but all those seem manageable. But we aren't told that it affects your feelings and desires. I know women that actually, they date bodybuilders, and then they start bodybuilding, and then their boyfriends tell them, you need to try a little bit of testosterone. You'll be amazed at the results. What guy puts their chick on testosterone? And I know dudes like this, and I know chicks that have done it. And after that, all of a sudden, they start getting a square jaw, and their voice starts cracking. And it's like, what are you doing? You're not. Women are supposed to be soft and curvy, not have an 8-pack and toned shoulders. I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. It's a crazy world we're living in. Oh, yeah. I think you guys are going to like the Wano Saving video that I put up. It's a long discussion. It's going up on ninoscorner.tv tonight. And then I think you'll like, I got Kerry Cassidy coming up in 30 minutes. I got a lot of big guests coming up on ninoscorner.tv. A lot of them. So get your butt over there. It's the only place, Deep State War. I got Alpha Warrior and Ron Partain up there right now. And these videos stay up so you can watch them. A lot of you like to binge watch. And that really gets my usage fees up that I pay for. So, but it's worth it. It's worth it because I ain't going to stop. I'm not stopping bringing the news. I appreciate you guys. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. I think I'm getting arthritis in my knuckles, man, from all the years of punching. Hurts. It's been hurting for months.